the riders of the Pony Express. What was it like to ride the Pony Express? Who were the riders of the Pony Express? They were young men who were adventurous and courageous. They were willing to risk their lives to be a part of the bold new plan to carry mail on horseback from Missouri to California. The trail would be unpredictable. Riders never knew what kind of problems they might encounter. In the winter, they faced blizzards and blinding snow. Heavy rains could cause some roads to become impassable. There was also the threat of conflict with bandits and Native Americans. There were about 80 Pony Express riders at any one time. They were paid about $100 a month for their work, which was a large sum, especially for riders who were young, so young. The youngest rider was said to be only 11 years old, and the oldest was in his 40s. Because the riders had to be lightweight, most of them were very young. Johnny Fry is usually recognized as being the first westbound Pony Express rider. Fry was only 20 years old when he signed up to ride. He weighed less than 120 pounds and was an experienced rider. Fry rode 80 miles from St. Joseph, Missouri to Seneca, Kansas. He was able to cover about 12 miles an hour and made it to Seneca without any problems. When the Civil War began, Fry enlisted and fought on the side of the Union. He died in combat in Kansas in 1863. Johnny Fry, pioneer of the Pony Express, was only 23 years old. Buffalo Bill Cody is probably the most well-known rider of the Pony Express. Cody was only 15 years old when he began riding for the Pony Express. Although he was young, he quickly proved himself to be fearless. He was given one of the most dangerous sections of the route through the state of Wyoming. By some accounts, Cody was the rider who completed the longest non-stop ride. The story has it that Cody reached the station where he was supposed to be relieved by another rider. He found out the other rider had been killed, so Cody continued on the route. He rode a total of 322 miles in a little bit more than 20 hours. Other accounts say that Pony Bob Haslam held the record for the longest continuous ride at 370 miles. However, there were few records kept of such information. Most of it passed along by word of mouth. So it did not always easy for historians to know which pieces of information are facts and which have been exaggerated. The one thing that we know for sure is that the young riders of the Pony Express will always be remembered for their unique role in American history.